Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like I said, we got Tyson Alger joining us at 10:30 today, as he always does on Wednesday, to talk Oregon Ducks. And this week is a big one. Game day will be in Autzen. You always love your game days in Autzen. Shout out to all of you going down for the game. Game day environment is dope. And we had that conversation the other day. Are you happy to just have the one, or do you wish you had them all the time? Well, Duck fans, you get them all the time. So congratulations on that. Playing Indiana this weekend. Top 10 matchup again in back-to-back weeks. You throw a bye in there in the middle. But these are back-to-back games for different reasons. I think Penn State was you're on the road. That's one of the big differences. But also with Penn State, there was so much juice going into that game because of the expectations of Penn State, the unknown of Oregon and how they would deliver in a big game, whether it's just the team as a whole, Lanning and his coaching staff, or Dante Moore. Up against the experience and the hungry and the James Franklin getting over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in a completely different place here now. We know what this Oregon team looks like. We know what they look like offensively as a full unit. I think as we waxed poetically last week about Tosh Lapoy kind of showing up again and being the guy on the defensive side, and we all know what Will Stein can do on the offensive side. So this game feels a lot different. This is the Oregon team that we know. The question is now, is Indiana up to the task?
And the task is very different. You're not going... No, to be clear, Indiana's defense, I think they're top 15 in basically like every metric that matters, as weird as that sounds, but their offense is off the charts. They have one of the best offenses in the country.
Now, I will ask, though, is it one of the best offenses in the country, or does just hanging 59... A 59-point win over Illinois helped that.
Well, it also helps that they put up 56 against Kennesaw State, 73 against Indiana State. Like
Indiana State was Larry Bird playing?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, I mean, so that's...
They played them,
a little misleading.
And well, there's the... they played Iowa and they only scored 20. It's like, it's Iowa.
Yeah,
they do
Iowa.
This to everyone.
Yeah, you can't blow them out in front of the kids either. That's not fair.
No, it's not fair. But... Mendoza is a guy who should be considered a dark horse Heisman candidate. He has put up some crooked numbers.
I don't know if you can throw dark horse on his name anymore. I think he's front and center now.
Well, I mean, I don't think he's top five right now. Let me double check.
Mm. I mean, I think any for us watching college football, I think we're all aware of Mendoza.
Oh, for sure.
The future quarterback of the New York Jets, let me tell you.
Right.
J-E-T-S.
Heisman odds as of today... Dante Moore is number one.
Duh.
I wouldn't call that a duh, but okay.
Well, he's got the biggest win of the resume of Heisman quarterbacks.
Does he?
Of people in the running for Heisman quarterbacks?
Because Beck's too.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody thinks Beck's a Heisman guy.
I don't think either of them are. That's kind of the point.
Well, Dante for sure is a Heisman guy. Easy
okay.
Rod.
Okay.
Easy Rod.
Okay.
I mean, you can go down that path if you want.
Sure.
Dante Moore is for sure a Heisman candidate.
Sure, you threw for 240 yards against Penn State.
Against one of the best defenses in the nation in Penn State on the road at a whiteout.
Like,
in primetime.
Cool. One game. Thanks.
I don't know, man.
I mean, he was the betting favorite going into this past weekend to win the Heisman Trophy.
That's what I mean.
He's like second only behind Carson Beck.
No, he's number one now. Moore's one right now.
Dante won.
I'm looking at the odds right now.
Well, I think it was like yesterday or whatever I saw.
But that's what I'm saying. Is like the...
What I will say is you cannot say that about Dante Moore and then tell me Mendoza's a Heisman candidate because they both have only played one team.
But I'm saying that's why I said dark horse.
But I think if we watch college football, we all know what Mendoza's doing.
Mendoza's currently sixth.
That's good. That's good odds for me.
But the odds, the number right now, Dante's plus 500, Beck 600, Ty Simpson 750. He came out of nowhere.
We're going to talk a little SEC today, dude. Simpson's
Jeremiah Smith
right
is
now.
Still there, fourth, and he has yet to be Jeremiah Smith.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, he has yet to turn into the super freak that we saw last year.
Sure.
Mateer is still there, which...
Well, if he plays this weekend, that helps.
But that tells you just where this Heisman candidacy is for everyone. This isn't a shot at Dante. It just tells you where the Heisman is right now, is that a quarterback that hasn't played in 2 weeks and still top five.
Well, because he's going to come back.
Well, I know, but he's missed...
maybe this weekend.
He's missing two games. Like, that's...
I wouldn't say they missed him.
Right? But then it's Mendoza, and then it's Saiyan.
That's gross.
Like, that's like...
Well, I think they're assuming that Ohio State kind of figures it out. But it will be interesting to see how Mendoza handles this team, because he hasn't played a defense nearly anywhere near what Oregon's going to throw at him.
God, I'm looking at this list, and it's just like, I don't like... Like, none of these feel like Heisman... Like, Jeremiah Smith is the only player who feels like a Heisman.
But he doesn't, because
player.
That offense is but struggling.
Yes, but I'm talking about, like, it's like the caliber of player and like what they're capable of like being the best player. In the, like, Heisman's the best player in the country. Mm-hmm. Dante Moore is not the best player in the country.
I don't think the Heisman is always the best player in the country. Otherwise, Andrew Luck would have two of those.
I know, but also in that category, who did he lose to?
Probably running backs from Alabama.
Who were...
not the best players in college football.
Insanely productive.
Sure, but the Heisman is not the best player in college football.
It's the most outstanding player in college football.
Outstanding is different than best.
But do you understand what I'm saying?
Totally.
Nobody has looked like the most outstanding player in the country. Nobody.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. It's not a shot at Dante. It's not a shot at Beck or any of those guys. None of these guys have looked like that's the most important, most outstanding, best player. Like, last year with Hunter and Genty, we knew.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two best, most important players in the country right now. They were such game breakers that you were just like, yeah. It's so weird that college football has yet to have one of those guys this season.
Well, we're only halfway through. No, and I'll tell you what, we keep talking about how this season is weird, and this is where things really start. Most teams have not played multiple opponents of quality. Miami's the outlier here. They're really the only resume that I know across the board.
They play teams.
That they have played multiple teams. Notre Dame has played multiple teams.
They fell short twice.
They've lost twice.
In one score games.
This is Indiana and Oregon's second shot in a big game.
Yes.
And you know, Texas, Red River rivalries this weekend as well. The SEC's now all over the place.
So the analytics have this game 70-30. Likely win predictor in Oregon's favor. It's a 7.5-point spread right now.
It's such a big spread.
That's a big
top 10 matchup.
It has been basically cut in half since the beginning of the season.
We didn't know what to expect from Indiana.
But that's what I mean. Like, that just kind of shows you where the adjustment has happened over the course of the season.
Well, and what, like a day or two ago, was it 8.5?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it tells you there's some money coming on Indiana. That's pretty clear. I'm going to pick Oregon to win, I think. I'm probably at that same 70-30 level. But this is going to be a different... This is where we kind of started. This is a different test for Oregon. And I think the test is they're playing a team that offensively can actually hurt you. Penn State is not a team that was capable of hurting you.
No, they're offensively challenged.
Indiana is not. And we can say, well, they haven't really played anybody, and they
stunted... But the one team they did play, they
stunted on them. So that's the thing is, like... I look at them, they've got a quarterback in Mendoza, they've got two wide receivers in Cooper Jr. and Elijah Surratt, they've got a running game, their defense is like, it's not the best defense in the country, but it's capable, mm-hmm. but that offense is going to stress you. And this is the test for Oregon. Do they come out a little bit slower, or is the offense good enough to be like, it's the supersized version of Ohio State-Washington? Where you're like, yeah, Washington's offense should be pretty good, but Ohio State defense is nuts. It's like, you know, who kind of wins that?
Yeah.
Because Ohio State's offense was kind of meh, but you also knew Washington's defense wasn't there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, we all know that, you know, Stein was pretty conservative in play calling against Penn State. Yeah, do they go that same route and kind of slow burn into this game, or do you want to test that Indiana defense early?
Well, I think that'll
be the real question, and that's what I'm talking about.
The other side, though, is do you think Cignetti's going to come out and play this slow?
No. I know what Cignetti's going to do. I don't know what Lanning's going
to
do.
And that's what makes this interesting. Does Cignetti try to put his foot on the gas early and take Autzen out of it, which that's a difficult task?
Well, I think you have to. I think you can't.
Right?
You have to jump out to a lead, because I think if Oregon's offense starts clicking early, you're in for a rough day. It's going to be really hard with the amount of talent, the amount of explosion. Look, Mendoza's great, but he does not have the offense that Dante Moore has. And Cignetti is a great coach. He does not have the offense that Lanning and Will Stein has, in my opinion.
Ooh.
All around.
See, I think I disagree.
And because I think they're better in the running back room. I think they're better in the wide receiver room. Well, I think they're better at quarterback.
I'm going to fight you on the wide receiver spot.
And
Surratt and Cooper are probably going to be day one and day two wide receivers.
I think what I'm trying to say is that I don't think Cignetti wants to get in a shootout.
I think it's exactly what they want to do.
Ooh, I don't know. Wanting to be in a shootout is a scary place to live.
I mean, I think that's exactly what I think they want to. They want to just pour gas on this.
Maybe I'm a five toes down kind of guy, and that's why. But I don't think I ever want to be in a shootout with anybody. It's too much on the line. Too many variables. Too much human error steps in.
Well,
too much late pick in the fourth quarter ends your game kind of situation.
If you're talking Oregon, what's their identity? Is it their offense or their defense?
Right now, the identity is Dan Lanning and being prepared.
But it's defense.
I would say so. I think the identity leans closer to complete team.
But their identity is defense. If you're picking one unit, offense or defense, you're not taking
gun
the offense.
Gun to my head? Yeah, I'll probably take the defense.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you're Indiana, what's the unit you take?
Offense.
Okay, so which way are you going to lean? Would you rather get in a grinded out game with a team that is built on their defense and can play that style better than you can? Or would you rather try to put the pressure on them and go, keep up with us?
I think my argument might be that I have a better chance at grinding it out than a shootout. I have a better chance of beating that defense in a grind than thinking I'm going to shoot out with that defense.
But my point is on that side of it, if you can get in a shootout, that means your offense is that good.
Sure.
And if that's what you trust and that's what you believe in, I think that's where they're going to try to hang their hat. I could be wrong, but I mean, the total on this is actually relatively high, 54.5. It's not crazy high, but that's, you know,
I might take the over on that.
I think I would too. I mean, Oregon Penn State went to overtime, was 54. Like, mm-hmm. do you think Indiana's only going to
17-3 at one point and it was not going to be 54?
No, but do you think Indiana's going to spend an entire half being inept offensively?
Depends on Oregon's defense. No, I don't expect it. I don't expect it. Not to be Penn State inept.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.